You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Don't worry. Mason will be back tomorrow, so we're done, DeMarco. We did our 3 days.
We did it.
I think, you know what? It's been really fun.
Yes.
I enjoyed working with these guys, with
Absolutely.
Brian Cohen, Laura. I think it's been great.
We've exposed
you. It's been a
lot
of fun.
You're not exposing me.
We've exposed a lot.
No, you just feel like you wanted to just come at me on just random things. Like,
no.
I don't go to, I'm
I
not
got
a true fan.
To smack I don't... You. Kurt Warner smacked you
okay,
down.
Okay, that was
Damn.
Real.
Yeah,
that was
spring
real.
Training. Come on, this has been fun.
No, that was real. The second one was not real. That one doesn't work.
Come on, it was great.
But, wait, Laura, you said something to me earlier, and I think it was actually in an email.
Uh-oh.
You don't like the rain?
What?
I hate the rain.
What? How can you hate the rain?
I am a... Like, I live in SoCal. I am an LA girl. I love the sun. I like it when it's, like, nice and toasty. I'm also a summer baby. Like, I can't stand the rain. I do love that song, though, by New Edition. But
yeah.
I hate the rain.
That's a great song by New Edition.
I know. I told him to play it, but he still hasn't played it.
Oh, yeah. That's one of them songs.
Listen to your producer.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Ryan's not the producer.
No,
how
Ryan's,
do you hate
Ryan's
the rain?
I mean, I love the rain.
There's,
honestly,
yeah.
There's nothing better than sitting on your couch, being
bundled
up.
Yeah, but we're working, man.
Yeah, but I mean, we can't hear or see the rain right now, so what's the difference?
I got to drive. Okay, first of all, we already got bad drivers
I'll give
in
you that.
LA.
Very
okay?
true.
This is all very
okay,
real.
Okay, and then you add the rain, people become stupider on the roads, and I'm like, yeah.
I don't mind stupid, as long as stupid is safe. If you're going slow, that's fine.
No, it's
stupid means they're going 1,000 miles an hour in the rain.
Yeah.
What is okay, hold on.
What?
How fast are you allowed to go in the rain on the freeway?
You should go a little bit slower.
Yes.
Yeah, especially in LA, because it doesn't rain here a lot. When
it does
especially
all
in
that
fast
stuff,
lane when it puddles up.
Yep.
Too.
Yes.
Yep.
You should go a little bit slower.
I'm going the speed limit. I'm not going over the speed limit.
Okay.
But I'm going the speed limit.
Speed limit 65.
Fine.
Yeah.
55. That's
drop
that's,
it down a little bit. That's fine.
No, I'm not driving.
No, that's like that's normal, bro. Because who drives 65, 55 on a regular when no
right.
rain?
That
we're
is
driving
slow.
80.
Right.
Sort of.
In
100%.
The rain, you're driving
80.
No.
She's
saying
on a normal day,
yes.
80. Okay, yeah,
that's
what I mean.
Okay,
for
right?
LA, that's slow. Going
because
the speed limit is slow.
Yes.
It's the people on the road, and I'll agree with you with this, with the rain. What people do not know how to drive, but it's the people that go down to like 45 on the freeway.
Okay,
just,
yeah.
Just stop.
Now
what
you're
go.
Yeah,
move
you're
faster.
Yeah.
You're causing traffic.
Yes.
You're causing it to take us a long time. You're causing it. If you just go with the flow of traffic, no matter what,
or
rain or not.
If you're going
to
go that slow, get all the way to the right.
Yeah.
Just move over and let the faster
People
traffic
don't
go
do
through.
That. They
know.
Do this in the fast lane.
They don't
do this
get
in
it.
In the
yeah.
fourth lane. It's a complete nonsense.
But you should love the rain.
I hate the
it's
rain.
It's a sense of renewal.
It is.
Things grow with rain.
This is
going to
sound really sappy.
What?
The smell of rain?
Yes.
Really, really nice.
Absolutely. You should
I
go for
it.
A walk in the rain. You'd love it.
I agree. Listen, I do think there's a lot of relaxation that comes from just listening to the rain. If I'm home, not doing nothing, but if I have to drive somewhere, go to work, I don't want the rain. You know what I'm saying? Like you.
Yeah.
And then if it's the weekend, I don't want the rain because I want to be out.
Yeah, I hear that Missy song.
This, okay.
I can't stand the rain. That's CSU right there.
Also, someone asked, why do I move so much? I have bad knees, man. I need knee surgery and I have
that.
To stand.
So yeah, when I'm back there and you're onto the screener side, to my left.
To your left.
You have to move around. You have to like do some stretches and stuff. Yeah, that's just, you know.
That's why I move. So my bad if I'm causing you, I don't know.
Slow down out there, please.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
YouTube will find absolutely anything to get
upset about
somebody.
Oh, it's okay, but I like it because they say things because they want to be brought up. So, you know, we make
sure.
Sure,
but you didn't say their name, so they don't know that
don't
you
know
got
what,
brought, you didn't,
Jose,
you didn't bring up.
Jose.
We speak your names.
Right. Exactly.
We speak your names.
All right, I know. We'll get back to the All-Star Game and some other things that are
Why?
Going on in sports. No, because
Why?
Because it's
no.
terrible and it's funny.
We don't need to talk about it ever again.
Okay, we can solve
it. If that's the way you're going to play, you don't deserve to be talked about.
No, you're absolutely right. So, but the one thing I did want to bring up that, do you know how on your phone you can pin messages?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you know this?
No.
No, he didn't.
No. I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
I legitimately found this out, I think, last week or the week before.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
What is
I love it.
What does pin your phone mean?
So on the top of your message, iMessages, I think it's only on iPhones. I don't know how it works on Androids. And if you have an Android,
like
you're ruining
messages?
Everything. Yeah, your text messages.
Okay.
Text messages. So at the top, you can make little circles here. You can look at it. Mine. Like I have nine of
How'd
them.
How'd you do that?
So you go to we're doing this on the air.
Yeah.
Right, so like I have someone, Pepe Mantilla just texted me. So if I swipe to the left, just softly to the left.
Oh, wait, no. I never swipe that way.
No, sorry. There's an edit button at the top, and it says edit pins.
Correct.
And then you can swipe to the left a little bit, and you can pin them to the top.
Oh, sweet.
This is amazing to me.
Yeah.
It saves me so much time.
So I can make a top 10 of text messages.
Yeah, a top nine.
Make it easy.
How many do you have, Laura?
I have two.
Two? That's it?
That's it. Like, I learned
about
this.
Boo?
No, the boo's not even on there.
Whoa.
Wow.
Did you hear that? That was a good...
Okay, here's why. Because, A, I don't need all that. I have two people...
Who?
My lawyer?
Okay.
All right, my lawyer.
I have two lawyers.
Wow, you have to have your lawyer pinned to the top?
I have two lawyers.
Okay.
I have two lawyers. And those are the two lawyers. Those are the two pinned conversations. That's it. And
wow.
Yeah, like that's, I just don't feel the need to have so many pinned things. I used to have Sedano and Cap, like the group thread pinned.
Yeah.
And then I was like, they're going to delete this chat. It's just going to stay dormant. So I unpinned that. And then you, as Mason and Ireland, you guys don't text that much in the group thread. So I don't have you guys pinned.
Look, let's be honest about this. I try, and it just, you get no response, so you just say, forget it.
Who
I'm
kills
not doing it?
It
anymore.
Mason, right? Mason kills it?
No. It depends on what's going on. No, Mason doesn't respond.
Yeah, he kills it. Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God.
Ireland. He's so busy, and he's at Laker games, and he's on flights, and he's doing so many other different things that he barely responds.
Okay.
Brian does nothing but put a little heart on things.
Yeah, I put you guys on Do Not Disturb.
I saw that. I liked it. Good job.
He gets back to you. Okay, right.
He doesn't really add anything like, I really like this.
Wow.
Laura's in the group chat.
I'm the chatty caddy, but I know they're not, so I... Like, if I have to, if I want a response, I'll just text Greg on the side.
Yeah,
like, that's
right.
It. Because it'll be us two just going back and forth.
And then you feel like you're bothering them.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's too much of a problem.
I don't want to do that because then I'm like, God, they are, you know, they're going to be like, this one's too much. I talk a lot, so.
So, pinned tweets are supposed to help me save time?
It saves me so
messages,
much time.
Messages, not
tweets. Do you
tweets.
Use this, Brian?
No, I tried it before, but I got like some OCD and it just messes with my
yes.
aesthetic of the messages.
Oh, really?
And then it just like messes with my mind. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't look right.
The one thing I hate the most is having to swipe through and like
scroll, look for a text.
And to find that text. I know there's other ways to do it where you like at the very top in the search. Yeah, you can search. I want the nine people at the top are the people I talk to the most. And I can just go click, 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 click. Oh, it's great. I'm a big fan.
Okay.
Big fan. So thank you for listening.
What do you do with the
30
seconds of your day that you save by pinning your text? What do you do with that?
Plenty of things. Go get some food, get something to drink, get some more coffee. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do with that.
By the way, shout out to Pepe for saying that he also hates the rain.
Why does Pepe hate the rain? How do you hate the rain?
I'm shocked about that, Pepe.
Muchas gracias,
that seems
Pepe.
Opposite of what you would do, Pepe. You seem like a rain guy.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. He seems like he likes everything, so the rain feels like something he would like as well.
Mm.
No?
You better be saving water then if you hate the rain.
Listen, the only time the rain is good is if, like, again, if you're going to be home with your boo and just relaxing and you're not going out.
Yeah. It was nice. But there's one thing that I liked about this weekend.
What?
One thing only.
What?
The 3-point shooting contest. I enjoyed it.
That was fun.
I really
That's
liked
universal.
It.
That's universal. Yeah.
I really, really liked it. I think there's a lot of the big topics on most shows is like, should it be the last thing on the docket? Should it be where it is? It should be in the last thing. The most important thing, the thing that people want to watch the most should be the last thing. But also, I just enjoyed it. I like seeing Dame win again. I like seeing him shoot. Like, it was fun for me. It's exciting. There's a ticking clock. I need more of that type of thing on All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, long range, you know, what do you call that? Being a marksman, long range shots, I think, are more impressive than dunks now, don't you think?
Oh, they completely are.
And I think they've always been that way.
You know those ones in the middle, like there was a money ball. They have one singular money ball where it's further away from the 3-point line.
The big shot.
That was everything they kept saying was that's Dame's range. That's his normal spot. So it's crazy that's where we got to in today's NBA, where you're better at shooting further away than behind the 3-point line.
It's incredible. I know, it's incredible. Where are they going to be in 20 years? Think about that. Yeah,
so
I know.
That's why, like, Michael Thompson has this whole thing. If he had one thing he can do in the NBA, if he was the commissioner for one day, he would make a 4-point shot. I think it's ridiculous to do that because this is what's happening. Probably, like... Just outside the logo?
Just outside the
logo. Like, kind of right there, you know.
Well, what's wrong with a 4-point shot?
Well, because this is their range now.
I mean, it's still going to be low percentage from out there.
Of course.
Especially if it's contested.
But
yeah.
Do we need a four-point shot? Is that something that's really necessary?
I'm starting to think so.
Really?
I mean, because a three-pointer is not that ooh-ah anymore. I mean, it's become so commonplace.
Okay.
If you have one farther back and it's worth 4 points.
Okay, how many years did it take for that to be commonplace to be making a three-point shot over and over and
when
over
again? When did Steph Curry come into the league?
Yeah, so probably, sure. That's how long it took, probably took 20 years, whatever it took to be, like, the three-point shot. You finally realized three is more than two.
Yeah.
That was, it probably took about 20
years.
I
mean, you got bigs taking threes.
It's going to be less
now
than that. So if you make this four-point shot, guys are going to start stepping out further and further and further, and that's going to become commonplace for them to be shooting from that range. It's not going to be special. It'll be special for a little bit, maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
It'll be special, and then that's going to be just normal. They're just going to be shooting from there all the time.
But it would be nice if, say, a half-court shot was worth 4 points at the end of a game. A game that's usually supposed to be over, you know, and maybe you get a chance to tie a game up with down four with two ticks on the clock. Who knows?
I like the fact of what it is right now. I like the fact that it's amazing when it happens. I mean, it's shocking. I don't need an extra point. Their scoring is already so high in the NBA, especially because of the three-point shot, that I'm totally fine with keeping it how it is. I don't need more scoring. We're getting upset with the All-Star game because they hit 200 points and 100 points and a half.
You allowed 200 points. That's the way I'm looking at it. Yeah.
Oh, well, the Lakers put up 87 points against, I forget who it was against, but I think it was New Orleans possibly, against 87 points against the Pelicans just a couple weeks ago. They're not that far off from 100 points and a half. Like, so if you put in the 4-point shot.
Points and a half.
Yeah, and a half.
Yeah.
So if we're going to put in a 4-point shot, we're going to be hitting that 100 points and a half sooner rather than later.
I agree.
We can hit it now.
Well, see, that's the whole point with the dunk contest and LeBron. I mean, no matter how creative you are in the air, as soon as you throw that thing down, it's only worth 2 points.
2 points.
Right. So a three-pointer, and you should get more points the farther back you are. You know what I'm saying? If you're taking one from the logo and you bang that in, it should be more than a corner three.
I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
The line. I don't need more points. I think we have the right amount of points.
The
game's fine the way it is. Scoring is not down by any means. We're not getting 87-80 games. You know, we're not in the early 2000 Lakers run when they were, if you hit 100 points, it was like, wow, look at this.
Yeah.
They put up 100 points in this game. That's crazy. So we're in a situation where every team in the league is averaging, and I actually want to see it. The lowest team in the league averaging probably giving up, I don't know, 105 points. That's probably like the low.
Yeah.
So I don't think we need more points. No, I don't think we need more points.
But, I mean, to have a bonus situation where you get 4 points for that shit, that might be fun. Who knows?
I mean,
it could change things.
Maybe on the exact opposite side of the floor, like at the other free throw line, that would be the best place for it. But otherwise, no, I don't need 4 points.
A full court heave should be worth more than 3 points.
Nah, I don't know.
I mean, under one basket to the other, like a full-on football shot put and it goes in should be worth more than a three-pointer.
But do you want guys trying that more?
No. I wouldn't want Dame shooting from where he's shooting from. You know what I mean? But that's just the way it is now. No.
then why do you want to give them incentive?
Because if you hit it from there, you should get more points for that.
Okay, maybe. Right. But you're giving them incentive to do it, but you don't want them to do it.
No,
You're contradicting yourself.
I should get 4 points for that.
And also, you're contradicting yourself on a couple other things.
I am not contradicting
Laura
myself.
And I are very much against you on this. You think that athletes can't be lonely. Is that right? Tell me next. I want you to tell me about it next.
All right.
710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPNPods. That's Amazon.com/ESPNPods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, this is you. I don't know who this is.
You don't know who this is?
No.
Oh, my God. It's New Edition.
Oh, it's New Edition.
I can't believe you did not know that.
New Edition. No.
God, New Edition.
With Johnny Gill.
Yep.
Bobby Brown had just taken a powder.
Taking a what?
Taking a powder. So they brought in Johnny Gill. Yeah. Yeah.
Look at that.
You know, like he
I know New Edition. I just didn't, I don't know this song.
Yeah.
Oh,
this
I love this
cut.
Song.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Where were you? In what stage of your life was this?
Oh, my God.
What year
was
this?
Huh?
I think I was born when this came out.
You had to. When were you?
No,
never mind.
I was born in 88. I'm 35.
Okay, you're right around there. Okay,
it's right,
never
it's, mind. It would have to be like
89.
I got memories of this song.
Well, the thing is, like, I love R&B, so everybody always asks me, how do you know those cuts? Because you were probably not even born. I'm like, bro, because I got taste. Like,
yeah. This was the cut. This was the one.
Yeah,
this was the one.
This was, I was 6 years old, so that was a little bit before me.
Guaranteed prom dance song right here, yes.
That's the one you flip on.
Absolutely.
Like, we're good.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is the one. Yes,
by the way, it's a Michelob Ultra Reaction Monday on 710. We are reacting all day long to last night's NBA All-Star Game and the spring training baseball this week. Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Now, Laura, you found this story. It's about Shaq had a message for Jason Kelce. So just kind of explain what it is and we can go from there.
So basically, I saw this. It was on the big podcast and people are generally concerned for Shaq. I actually want you guys to hear Shaq give his advice to Jason and then I can bring it back.
My advice to you is if you are going to retire,
yes,
accept it. Enjoy your family, brother.
Thank you.
I made a lot of mistakes to where I lost my family and I didn't have anybody. That's not the case for you. So enjoy your beautiful wife, enjoy your beautiful kids, and never dwell on what we had. Yeah. What we had is what we got. You got the ring. People know who you are. Enjoy it. Because again, I was an idiot. And I've talked about this a long time. Lost my whole family. Spent 100,000 square foot house by myself.
So when I exactly, I sent you guys that and I said, that's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep. Respect. And DeMarco then responds with something real crazy.
What?
It was crazy.
It was not crazy.
Okay, explain.
I was saying, like, I wonder where this is coming from with Diesel, with Shaq. Like, why is he saying this? Is not the first time he said something like this.
Okay, yeah.
He got into it with Monique over this. Monique said that, what did she say about him? Somebody that doesn't have a woman shouldn't give out advice or something. So Shaq in his personal life has been coming up a lot lately. I don't know why.
There must be something going on that he's saying. Like, but the whole thing is, like, you can be lonely athlete.
Right. You said we didn't touch the Monique thing. You said something else. You said, I don't buy it.
I can't figure out where this is coming from.
Hold up, because I don't want
to quote you wrong. I'll tell you what I said. Like, he said he came home to 100,000
square foot.
That's big.
That's a monster.
That's huge. 100,000.
I mean, you're Shaq.
Where? Here?
Well, you were basically...
You got the cash, man. You're Shaquille O'Neal.
What you were trying to say, and I could be wrong, right, because I'm interpreting here, is that as an athlete, there's no way that you can be lonely.
What I said was, Shaq said that he got the ring, came home to an empty house.
Right.
And I said,
which is concerning.
And I said, as a professional athlete, or meaning Shaq, the most famous guy on the planet at one point, if he's going home alone, that's a choice.
Sure.
But that's what I said.
Yeah.
That's a choice because he could pull up to any restaurant, club, roll down the window, bang, he's good. That's Shaq. You know how this place works.
No.
So anybody going home alone, that's probably a choice.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
I agree with you that if he wanted to, he could. But that doesn't mean that he wants that also. I mean, he seems to be a guy that is going out and he's DJing. He's doing a lot. It seems like he's doing, and I'm just guessing, but he's doing a lot of things to keep himself busy because maybe he is sad about going home to this 100,000.
How old is Shaq now? Shaq is what? 40?
Maybe 50?
I will Google it.
He's not that. He's a little bit younger than I am.
51.
So he's making the switch. Absolutely. That makes all the sense in the world. world.
But my thing is,
kids are grown. He's missing something. Yeah.
My thing is, anybody here can go anywhere and get somebody, right? If you that's what you choose to do so. And my thing is, maybe he wants more than that, and that's why he's saying, I'm lonely. It's not necessarily, I always say this, you can have a bunch of people around you and still feel lonely. So it's not about having Greg in here or whatever, a friend, because it's how you individually feel. And I think that's what was concerning for people, because he might have a lot of people around him and he still feels lonely. And that's what I was trying to get at. Because
okay,
yeah, you know what
well,
I mean?
Obviously, I think he was just passing on some wisdom to a guy that's just about to retire. And it is weird. And I tell people, like the young guys here, about retirement, what it feels like. It feels like the world just stops, you get off, and then it moves on without you. It's different when you're retired. So maybe that's what he's passing on. But a guy like Shaq, like I said, who is well-known, he's a celebrity, A-list guy, and he's got an entourage. So there's no way in this world he's wanting for companionship. He's got it everywhere.
Look, if you want companionship, usually you can find it. That's what Laura's saying. That if we could all go out and we can find companionship.
Even if it's just guys talking or whatever, sure. It's there for him. That's
but sometimes, a choice. Sometimes you want a different kind of companionship, and sometimes just sex is not always what you're looking for.
Not going there. It sounds like he's missing a specific person.
It could be.
That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing out of what he's saying.
What he's saying, everything he said in there, he said, I lost my whole family. So
yeah.
There's something that he is missing in that. I don't know the depths of his relationships and his family.
I think part of the reason he lost them is because he could go out anywhere and not be lonely.
Right.
That's the whole issue. I think that's what he was trying to tell him. But as far as Shaq being lonely, nah, come on, bro. He's global, man. He's worldwide.
Just like Laura's saying, people around you and being with certain people, you can still be lonely. I can go home and spend time with friends and family and my dog and all stuff. I still feel lonely because I'm missing that one thing. I'm missing that companionship that I'm looking for. That can happen. That can happen for Shaq, too. Yeah, it absolutely happens.
I'm super open about stuff. Like, I was going to therapy, and I remember telling my therapist when I first moved out, I was like, I have, you know, my career, I have my boyfriend, I have my friends, but sometimes I'm home and I feel lonely. And she's like,
but you are by yourself, though.
I am. But sometimes I would have, you know, like, even when a friend would come over and we would have conversations, I was spaced out. And she was like, because there's a lot of transition in your life, which is essentially what he's talking about, right? All these transitions. She was, that's normal for you to feel like that, because there's your sense of self is catching on to all these changes. So again, we don't know his life like that. We're just here speculating.
Sure.
But my thing is, that can happen even when you have people around you because of all these transitioning happening in your life.
And the last thing I said to you guys that was, you know, the one that you guys picked up on was, what's wrong with you people?
You did. What's wrong with you? Because of that.
Because you can, like, there, yeah. It happens a lot. And there's just loneliness is a thing that can't always be stopped just by having somebody or something around. You can feel lonely being around someone you love. You can be, even mm-hmm. if you have that companionship, you can still feel lonely. When I was in my marriage, I felt lonely because we didn't get along and it wasn't working out. Like, you can still get to that point. Yeah.
I would get rolled up by my friends if I said, you know, I love you guys, but I'm lonely right now.
Sometimes it doesn't
help. They would beat the tar out of me.
Yeah. But that's part of, like, and again, getting too deep, but like, yeah. A part of, you know, our communities, DeMarco, when men are vulnerable and say certain things, it's like, bro, what? Smack.
I have never been lonely a day in my life.
That's good.
I'm kidding. That's amazing. I'm kidding.
You're wonderful.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. I mean, Shaq is obviously missing something or somebody. I think that's where he was
coming from. It's internal.
So the whole point of that is that the internet is worried about him. And it's understandable, because when there was somebody over the weekend that was talking about, like, in our communities, the Mason Island community, saying, you know, I'm having a rough time. And a bunch of people got in on it and said, like, if you need something, we're here for you. Steve Mason said that my DMs are open if you want to talk through anything.
Yeah.
Being lonely is something that if you reach out to people, it's important to do that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Is that what people are saying? They think Shaq is reaching out?
I mean, they could be wrong, but that's the way it sounds.
The internet was just kind of like, yo, we need to check up on Shaq. What's up?
Right. Because he's beloved. Really? Because he's beloved.
I wouldn't say the last guy I'd be worried about in that regard is Shaq, but he'd be one of the last people I would wouldn't worry about in that regard.
You would think so, but
the guy's a DJ. You know what I'm saying?
You never know what's going on behind closed doors.
This is true.
Yep.
But yeah, we'll try and lighten it up just a little bit coming up next. We'll talk about the All-Star game one more time, DeMarco. One more time, and that's only because Adam Silver, the guy I love, the commissioner of NBA, also thinks it's kind of a joke. We'll talk about it next. 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is the song you wanted, right, Laura?
This is exact. I literally was singing New Edition. I'm like, oh, you know what, Brian?
I'm so glad you played this. I am. I have a question.
Wait, this isn't New Edition.
No, this is Milli Vanilli.
Okay,
but I said
I knew that.
That
one. I was like, wait.
No. I said that I was about to tell Brian, hey, play this song, and he already had a kid.
I love it.
Already on the same wave.
Yep, look at that. Same
I want to live in a world where you can play Milli Vanilli and not feel bad. Because they had some bumping songs. They really did.
This is the only song I know.
Wait,
you know
what?
The other one. Girl, You Know It's True.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know names of songs, by the way. I just know songs. Like,
what?
I can sing songs, but
you
I don't know
tweets,
the names.
You haven't been to spring training, and you don't know names of songs. What is going on in here?
I'm an interesting dude, DeMarco.
if you
want to know more about me, just ask.
And
check out Laura's podcast.
By the way, it's a BBGO Fifth Row Friday. BBGO Fifth Row Fridays are back on Mason Island. This is the best thing we give away by far on the station. Fifth row seats at a Laker game. It's amazing. So listen all week to the show from 1 to 4 p.m. Be sure to take notes. And on Fridays, you take the pop quiz and you could be sitting fifth row at a Lakers game. This one's first, Oklahoma City on Monday, March 4th. BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Fifth row, like if Dennis Rodman is playing, going after a loose ball. Fifth row, am I safe or is he going to land in my lap?
So, I mean, if he jumps over, you can get close. Right. You're just on the edge of that. There's courtside.
Yeah.
Right?
Then you're going to get hit courtside.
You're going to hit courtside. Yeah. Absolutely. Then there's the walkway that goes all the way around.
Yeah.
And then there's maybe one or two seats.
That's a heck of a jump.
And then another one. Yeah. And like two back of that.
That's where I want to sit. I don't want to have to worry about people falling to my lap, but I want to be close enough to see the game.
Think about it this way.
Yeah.
When you're sitting down, you are eye level with LeBron James.
That's awesome.
You are looking directly at him.
That's a great seat.
It's amazing. Yeah. These and every single one of the listeners that have won, they're so appreciative and they just love being there. It's pretty amazing that we go and we'll take them up to meet John Ireland and Michael Thompson and do some social videos. Yes, it's an amazing, amazing prize.
Would you throw yourself like in front of your daughter if you're courtside?
100%.
And here comes LeBron James, full head of steam.
Yep. 100%.
Okay.
100%.
Okay, just making sure.
There is nothing that I won't do for that kid.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
What about Shaq?
Shaq?
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry,
Riley.
No, 100%. I'm moving in front. I will get hit before she does.
Nice.
Absolutely. So we have some sound that we want to play, and I know we don't normally play a lot of sound here, but Adam Silver said something that I thought was absolutely hysterical. Can you play it?
And to the Eastern Conference All-Stars, you scored the most points. Well, congratulations.
Yes. That's a great way to put it.
Cool. Yeah. Good for you.
There you go.
You scored a lot of points.
That was a good pause. I'm sure he wanted to say something there.
He really did.
I'm sure he
That's
did.
That's why I wonder, like, today, if you're Adam Silver, DeMarco, let's say it's today, that just happened. What are you thinking of to yourself? Because you just saw what happened, said that, and have to think today what, like, that was terrible.
If I'm Adam Silver, I would turn into Dana White and go berserk on people. I would. I would call everyone. This is terrible. This is horrible for the product. What are we doing? We can't do this. We can't have this. This is horrible. Seriously, I would. I'd call the PA first. I'd call everybody. I'd call my TV partners and apologize. I would. This is horrible. And then I'd find a way to get you guys all in a room and say this is unacceptable. And try to come up with a solution, because that's just terrible.
I just don't know if there's a solution. I really liked your solution you had earlier in the show when you're saying calling it the Mamba Classic. I just don't think anybody will. But at the same time, like, there has to be some fix. And also, we still sit there and we still watch it. We hate it. We're hate watching the All-Star game.
This one might be like, you know, the Fonz jumping the shark. Yeah, this is 200 points. Come on, man.
211.
This is stupid. This is dumb. You guys have gone overboard now. There's, like I said, it used to be half speed, three-quarter speed. Now it's like one-quarter speed. It's ridiculous what you guys are doing. You're embarrassing yourself.
Dudes are walking. I don't even know if it's a quarter speed. I don't know what it is anymore. It's just saying, do what you want. Here, do this dunk. Have this shot from 50 feet out. That's all it is at this point. I don't know.
Maybe. Who was coaching the East and the West? I missed that.
Doc Rivers was one of those.
Doc Rivers was, but by the way.
Doc should be embarrassed.
God, Doc.
Doc
should be embarrassed for everything.
Who's
right
the
now?
Toughest coaches in the NBA? Pop is
Pop,
one of them.
Pop.
Then Pop should have to coach the West.
Riley.
Yeah.
And then, is it Pat Riley?
No, it's Eric Spoelstra. Spoelstra.
Is he tough? Coaches.
Yeah, he's tough.
Is he mean?
Yeah, he's probably the best
coach. Then those
coach
two
the
guys
NBA
should
too.
Coach. And really, go after guys and make them play a little bit harder.
Who's going to do anything? Who's actually going to listen to a coach in an All-Star game?
Then your bench, then. I'm sure that'll get to him. If you're an all, they all want to play, right? Then you're not playing.
But who do you want to see play? You want to see Dame play and Giannis and Jokic and, you know, LeBron and AD.
I do, but I want to see you play the right
Tyrese
way.
Tyrese Halliburton. You want to see these dudes play. If they're not playing hard, you're going to put them on the bench and not have them play?
Did you see them play last night? No, I saw a bunch of guys messing around.
Yeah,
I at least want to see you play basketball a little bit.
Well, I mean, they were shooting a basketball.
Well,
does that count?
I can see that at Venice Beach. I don't want to see that. I want to see these guys actually represent basketball and play a little bit.
Yeah.
Not just run around and, you know.
And just shoot up random shots.
Yeah, well, I almost said something. I paused like Adam Silver. Yeah, I did.
Well, I mean, that's what it is. There's not really much else we're going to get away. I think we've talked enough about the All-Star game throughout this entire day.
Finally.
I think I'm done.
Yeah.
So when Sedano and Beto Duran come in here, we are going to speak zero of the All-Star
game. You know he was
LeBron.
There, though.
Yeah. Who?
Huh?
Sedano was there?
Oh, okay, we'll talk about
then
it to talk
Sedano.
About Sedano.
No, we're not blaming Sedano.
Blame Sedano. It's his fault. Yeah, it's
You're
his fault.
You're still so mad at Sedano for beating you in pickleball.
I'm not mad. I just want to get even. It's that look.
You know I
that
heard
look.
You're not
That's
good.
The competitive fire.
You know the look I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that look. He gave it to me twice.
I heard
yeah.
you're not good, bro.
Who told you that?
Sedano.
See?
See, you need to fix that.
No.
You get mad a lot.
I'm not mad. I don't like to lose.
I still want to know the story, though, because...
Which story?
You came in hot today.
I did?
Yeah, you came in
hot.
Oh,
I forgot about the story.
Oh,
yeah,
the parking.
Go ahead.
The parking story.
Hot,
oh, I'll
so
tell
I
you
want
that later.
The tea.
Okay, I'll tell you that later.
All right, we'll bring it up in Crosstalk right when it starts,
okay,
all right?
Cool.
That'll be the first thing we talk about with Sedano. And Beto Duran is going to be in here. And coming up next, we have Game of Games. It's my game. Made it, so I'm...
ChatGPT.
No, it is not ChatGPT. I made it. It had to do with the All-Star game, kind of.
Kind of.
I think you'll appreciate it. We'll see, though. That's coming up next, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle,
a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Mace is back tomorrow, but Beto Duran is here.
Let's go. What's up, man? I love this show. I love it driving in. I can only imagine DeMarco at Dave & Buster's. Oh my God.
Yeah. No, I need you to back me up. She thinks I'm bad at pickleball because George kept beating us that one day. The court was slanted.
And George was on fire that day.
See? That's what I'm talking
about.
George
was slanted. Did you say the court was slanted?
The court was slanted.
It's on the sand.
Come on, man. I'm dead serious.
Yeah, George.
Yeah, no, he had the wind at his back.
That's a terrible court then. But yeah.
Well, I mean, he invited us.
Okay, yeah.
No complaints. But didn't you feel it too when George beat us?
Yeah.
Didn't you hate it?
We tried.
See? Exactly. I just want to get him back. That's all. Not anger. Just want to win.
Just want to win.
I just want to win.
It's competitive fire.
That's it. We saw
you, Beto, earlier on the Sportsnet.
Young
Beto Duran.
Yeah, all of us were young. 10 years old, about 35 pounds. No residuals.
All right, it's my game today, and mine is going to be about EGOT awards. So Jennifer Hudson.
What's an EGOT?
What's an EGOT?
EGOT is Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Is that what that means?
Man.
Yes.
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Yes.
EGOT.
Jennifer Hudson killed it. Absolutely killed it at the All-Star Game halftime show. That's how this relates to the All-Star Game. And wore a big 17. Did you see that 17 that she wore? It's because she's the 17th person to win an EGOT.
Oh!
So I looked that up. I'm like, why is she wearing 17? And I found that out. And I thought that was pretty cool. So I have a yes or no quiz on whether or not this person has an EGOT or not.
Okay.
Pretty simple. Yes or no.
Well, I know one.
So all of these people have
there
at
I am.
Least...
Look at that. Woohoo!
Oh,
smooth.
You see. There
Men's
you are.
Men's Warehouse suit.
All these people have at least three awards. Three of them. They either have the Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, or Tony. They have three of the four.
Okay.
Or they have all four.
Okay.
All right. Let's go with number one. Number one, Mel Brooks. Does he have an EGOT, DeMarco?
Yes.
Beto.
Blazing Saddles. I'm going to say no. I'll say he got robbed.
Okay. Laura.
I'm going to go with no.
You said
and
three
Brian.
Of the four, right?
No, they have to have at least.
All four.
Does he have all four? But everybody has at least three of the four, but does he have all four?
Can I change mine to no then?
No.
You're too late.
Oh, dang.
Brian.
Okay.
I'll go no.
You know, does everyone know what, but DeMarco? The answer is yes.
Okay, good. So
I
he does have
you.
The Oscar.
He does.
He does have the Oscar. He does have an Oscar.
He has an
okay.
Emmy, Grammy,
for
Oscar,
what?
And a Tony.
I just want an Oscar for what movie?
So I have
the producers?
Well, he has the Tony for that.
Tony's for that. Okay, never mind.
So, whatever.
We're out of element, bro.
Okay.
Let's go back to Dave and Buster's.
All right, number two. Al Pacino, does he have an EGOT, Beto?
No.
Laura?
No.
Brian?
I'm going to go yes.
Okay, DeMarco?
No.
No is the right answer. He has an Emmy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Emmy, Oscar, Tony does
Emmy
not have a Grammy.
Does not have a Grammy.
Yeah, he
so only
sing.
Brian missed that one. Okay.
Can you stand the rain?
There you go. All right. Laura, you're going to go first on this one. Liza Minnelli. Does Liza Minnelli have the EGOT?
No.
No. Brian?
Let's go yes.
Okay. DeMarco?
Yes.
And Beto?
She's a lady that never wins, right? Someone say no.
No is the right answer.
Yeah!
She does win, but she has an Emmy, an Oscar, and a Tony, so she does. And that means that
she doesn't have a Grammy.
She does not have the Grammy.
Wow.
So that, Laura, you
yes.
got that one?
Yes.
And DeMarco, you did not.
Yes.
Okay, DeMarco has two, Beto has two, Laura has
that's right,
two,
that's
and
right.
Brian still empty.
Too Minnelli much credit.
Was a singer. Yeah, okay.
Right,
he's too busy
right.
on date night.
Very talented guy, number four, very talented guy, Hugh Jackman. Does Hugh Jackman have an EGOT?
Who's that?
Scope. Who's
Wolverine.
Who? Wolverine.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Again, I don't act like I don't know who these people are. I don't watch anything.
All right, Brian, does he have an EGOT?
Except for Curb. No.
DeMarco.
I'll say no.
Beto.
Is he Australian?
Yes.
Now I'm going to say yes.
And Laura.
I think he does.
He has an Emmy, a Grammy, and a Tony. He does not have an Oscar.
Oh.
So Brian and DeMarco with the point there.
Nominated, there you go, Brian.
But
the foreign
win.
Press always
yes.
gets weird votes
yes.
in. So yeah.
All right, number five, going back to DeMarco, Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes.
Beto.
Yeah.
Laura.
No.
And Brian.
Hater.
No.
Yes, she does.
That's so right.
First time I heard
starting
EGOT.
To run away.
Yeah,
first
yeah.
time I heard EGOT was with her name. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Number six, Elton John. Elton John, Beto.
Dodger Stadium, yeah.
Okay, Laura?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
DeMarco?
No.
He does.
He does.
So
he,
now
does.
Yeah.
He just got one. I just read a story about
he
it.
He got an Oscar for what?
No, he just became the...
I know, but...
Probably a song.
Where do you get the... Oh, okay. Yes, okay.
All right, so DeMarco 4, Beto 4, Laura 3, Brian 2. So everybody's still in this. I have 10 and a tiebreaker. So this one is number 7. Number 7. John Legend, Laura. John Legend.
John Legend. I'm going to go, God. I'm going to go no.
Okay, Brian.
I'm going to go yes.
Okay, DeMarco.
No.
Beto.
Nope.
The answer is yes. He does have, so only Brian got that.
What does he have it for?
He has all of them. He has an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and a Tony.
I want to know what the Oscar is for.
Look it up.
Produce. Produce.
I forgot to write what they got it for.
Hey, we don't need all the details, Bergman. You have
exactly. You guys always ask me the answers.
Just taking your word for it.
I have the answers. Yeah. Just trying to do the game.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Number 8.
And run the station.
Yeah, exactly. Too much stuff going on. All right, Brian, you're going first on this one. Number 8 is James Earl Jones. James Earl Jones, does he have an EGOT?
Baseball.
Let's go yes.
Okay, DeMarco.
Yes.
Beto.
He better, and if he doesn't, he should.
And Laura.
I'll go with the crowd. Yes.
Don't do it. You don't.
You all got it wrong. He does not. He does not have an Oscar. He has an Emmy, a Grammy, and a Tony.
Baseball.
So it's still tied. So it's very, very close. So we're only 2 left. DeMarco, you're going to go first. DeMarco or Beto have to go first right
okay.
now.
Okay. I'll go. I'll go.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Eminem.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yes. DeMarco.
Are you saying yes?
He has one. Yeah, he has that. He has EGOT.
No.
Okay, Laura.
No.
Haters.
And Brian.
I'm going to go no.
Haters.
No is the right
answer. No Grammy. He doesn't have a Grammy.
He does have a Grammy. He does not have a Tony.
A Tony, okay.
He's never done anything on that stage.
Oh, yeah, I should have known that.
No, yeah. Okay, so this last one, DeMarco has the lead. Everybody's still alive. DeMarco
What's
5,
score,
Beto 4, Laura 4, and Brian 4. So you all have to go opposite of DeMarco.
Okay.
DeMarco?
Yeah.
Common. Does Common have an EGOT?
Oh, I know the answer to
Extremely
that one.
Extremely talented.
Yeah, I know it.
I'm going to say yes. Okay. I'm going to err on the side of yes.
So everybody else goes no?
Yeah, well, we have to.
You wrong, bro.
The answer is no.
No! Please say yes, bro.
He has an Emmy, a Grammy, and an Oscar, just like Eminem. No Tony.
No clue.
So that means you're all tied with 5.
No,
I do
love
have a tiebreaker.
So.
I don't even know.
Okay, you had no clue. You were guessing.
Some stage stuff.
All right, so here we go. So this is for the tiebreaker. Closest without going over.
Okay.
Because it's a year. Because it's a year, and I don't want to have to figure it out. So Richard Rodgers was the first EGOT winner. Richard Rodgers, he's a guy, and he has an EGOT.
Do you guys have? Are you guys writing it down?
Yeah, you have to write it down.
Oh,
Richard Rodgers was the first EGOT winner. Let me know when you guys are ready. What year did he complete all 4? When did he get it all? And we'll start with, since you have a pen, Beto.
48.
1948. DeMarco?
1952.
Oh, 1952. Laura?
1954.
Brian?
1944,
and the answer is 1962. That means Laura is
the
winner today.
Yeah,
on the tiebreaker. Nice job, Laura.
Now, who is he? Aaron's brother?
Yeah, he's a guy. I didn't really look.
No, you gotta have the answer to the.
No,
tiebreaker.
He is an American composer from received his 4th distinct award in 1962. He's a composer. Best song, he won Best Song for the Academy Award for It Might As Well Be Spring.
Oh, yeah.
He won an Emmy for Winston Churchill, The Valiant Years. Got a Grammy for The Sound of Music and No Strings. That's a
No
best
Scrubs.
Yep. Best Original Cast
Good
album.
You
got a
ton,
he got a
no
ton
scrub.
Of Tony Awards for South Pacific, The King and I, The Sound of Music, and No Strings.
Oh, Ireland would have got that one.
I did this because I knew both of them were not here. They both would have
got that
it.
One?
Huh? Oh, Mason would have got
yeah,
it.
They would have been.
Any
yeah,
award show,
too.
Mason really? Knows
okay.
it, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Award show, John? Like,
oh,
he's,
my bad.
He's
yeah.
getting
okay.
He's
wow.
absolutely.
That's good. Hugh Jackman has a Grammy.
No, he's got basically
great game,
everything.
Greg.
Thank
great
you.
Great
yeah,
game.
That was good. That was solid. Game.
Thank you. Thank
I won,
you. Thank
so
you.
Great game.
Right, wow. Of course it was. Yeah, Hugh Jackman has an Emmy, a Grammy, and a Tony. So
a
Hugh
Grammy
Jackman,
for what?
He won because he did the, what was it, the musical that he was
oh,
in. The
Greatest
Showman? The Greatest Showman.
Fantastic
won,
movie.
It was
yeah.
great movie.
Okay,
and
I didn't know he won a Grammy for that.
I'm pretty sure he won a Grammy for that. So, very, very talented guy. All right, Beto.
Just like you, Bergman.
No.
You're a producer award winner, host award winner.
No, I am not
winner.
An award winner.
That's
I am
Lindsay.
Not a host
yeah, you
winner.
Are.
No, I did not
Lindsay.
Win any of those things.
You
want to
win something right now?
Sure.
You win the BetoVision Producer of the Year Award.
Yay!
Yay! There you go.
not that hard.
That's way
I have my
better.
Own show now. On the Friday, I had my own Bethelvision show debut.
I heard that. What happened there?
Oh, it was the best 40 minutes of radio. A la Hacksaw.
Sedano wasn't feeling well.
So George played hurt on Friday. Mm-hmm. We thought George was in a serious mood, right?
Right.
He was very sports talk.
I saw online in the communities, and everybody's like, you guys are mad.
Yeah, and it turns out he was sick. He was nauseous, and then that led to a migraine, and he kept on doing the show. Then finally, we brought back from commercial one time, and Laura was like, go. Like, hey, here. He was sick. He had a plane to catch in the day. He had a migraine that developed, and he actually left the last 40 minutes. We had the Bethelvision debut, man. It was good.
So for the last 40 minutes, you did some Big Deal, No Deal, and then you had Dealer's Choice?
I had no idea what we did.
We did. We did. We incorporated the kids in the bag. It was fun.
I was done. I was tequila time.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that.
He wasn't.
Laura was telling me that Nathan did really well.
Yeah, so the kids in the back on the Lakers postgame show, we do a good job of having them take over the last segment. They give me what's going on social media currency. DeMarco is just a way for me to get the young kids to make the old guys sound kind of young.
Yeah.
They give us the social media currency. We pretend like we know what they're talking about, right, when they start bringing up people. So they did that, and they did a good job. Nate's a good – they write good games, man. They did a good job.
I really like that you bring those dudes on for the postgame show. Because it adds a little extra.
It adds extra because – they'll be at the games, and DeAndre's there too. They see him, and they're like, oh, there's so-and-so. And I'm like, yeah. And I text my kid. I'm like, who's this?
Oh, wow.
Because look, we're in our 40s, and we think we know what's going on. And one of my complaints about the station is, like, sometimes they're, Laura, you're an old lady too.
I'm still in my 30s, okay?
Did I not call you
off? Okay, I'm an old man. I totally know.
But we go with what we know. Then we don't understand what's going on at times. So, like, some of the music that gets played, I'm like when Chrissy does all that yacht rock, I'm like, I don't know what the heck that yacht stuff is. Mind you, I'm the guy who listens to classic vinyl on the drive-in all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that stuff, but some of the other things, and it's like, I always say, it's broadcasting, right? So I like having the kids in the back because they incorporate some of the young stuff. I tell DeAndre to bring the young music or Will who works with it because it sounds like a Lakers audience. Because Lakers audience, you're going to have the old people.
Yep.
Who've been there when I saw Elgin Baylor.
That's my favorite. I've been a Laker fan for 55 years.
Yeah. Cool. And then,
good for you.
And then you bring in the young kids who are like, hey, what's your favorite Laker memory? Oh, I remember my first game was watching Powell and Kobe. I'm like,
oh.
Wow, man.
But that's how you don't become old, by surrounding yourself with young people and you stay hip and what's going on. So when we saw Drewski at the game, I told DeAndre,
hey,
like, Drewski was there. Yeah. Right? I was like, oh, you got to get that guy on, bro.
He's funny.
Yeah. And Greg's like, who?
Do you know Chris?
No, I don't know. Yeah.
Online dude. He's hilarious.
Oh, it's influencer?
Skits and whatnot.
No, he does a lot of skits. It's like right now, the thing is, it's not comedians anymore. It's the kids who are doing skits.
Content.
And their content, and they're hitting.
Content.
There's a lot of
king.
That going on.
Did you see, did he really hit for $1 million, Drewski? Or is that just
so
fake?
He did a prize pick thing. He and something Rose.
Yeah.
I forget her name. But another way. So prize pick Spain. No, just Drewski. You'll see he has he did a lot of skits of like what it's like to be a football coach and a football parent and all that stuff. Anyways, so on Prize Picks, he did hit, but he didn't put his own money up.
Oh, okay.
So what Prize Picks was doing was if you take, they have a lot of celebrity pickers or influencers that, hey, tell what I'm doing and you get something. So Drewski put a four-teamer out there and it's like,
it hit.
But the thing was, Prize Picks said, we'll pay this up to $1 million and if you tell him as in go in the bet with him, you'll get percentage, like
part
you get,
of it. Okay.
No, but it's more you get credit for yours split by how many people played. So I tell Drewski and I'm like, I got like $15 credit.
Oh my gosh.
Like
okay. He really went overboard. Yeah, like celebrating. And, it was funny.
And, because he hit it, but it wasn't like he put his own money in.
Okay.
He didn't win $1 million. He also knows how to act.
This is a world that I just am not aware of. I know Mr. Beast and that's it. But right now Sedano's there. Let's hit the super stager.
Woo!
All right. Sedano, you're at home today. How was Indiana?
Cold. You know who Drewski is. He's in all those Google Pixel NBA commercials.
He's funny.
When you're watching an NBA game, you see, when the Google Pixel commercial comes out and he's like a heavyset black dude with like blonde hair and he does like the commercials where he's like broadcasting the game and Jimmy Butler's playing.
Unforgettable face.
Okay,
Richard Jefferson comes and's like, hey, stealing my job or whatever. Like,
he has blonde hair?
Yes.
Well, he had it at times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, right. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right, now I know who that is.
Unforgettable
he's in all the NBA Google Pixel.
Seven million followers.
Yeah, he's in all of them.
And now he's doing content. He sold out Peacock Theater a couple months ago.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, he was at the slam dunk competition on Saturday.
Oh, nice. He didn't get dunked over by Jalen Brown for a ridiculous dunk.
That would have been impressive, dunking over him.
If Drewski would have came out?
Yes, that would have been impressive.
That would have been better than a
5'4
guy.
Let me tell you something. I will say this. I thought the judges were really harsh early on Obi Toppin's brother Jacob and Jaime Jaquez Jr.
100%.
Like, I don't think those guys' dunks were that much worse than the guys who went and ended up in the final. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I actually thought all those dunks were fairly close.
I thought Jalen Brown's dunks were all dunks he would do in a game. Besides,
well, he wouldn't put the left hand glove thing on, which was great.
Yeah, but I mean, like, was that
making
better
fun
than
of himself? Clearly, in that
clearly, story. But was it better than what Jaime did with jumping over Shaq or like his spin? I mean, I thought it was.
Yeah,
way better.
I mean, listen, I didn't think I thought Mac McClung was the best of all of them by far because he was
the best dunk.
That's what he does,
right? Well, he's actually a pretty good G League player. Like,
he is.
I don't
he's
know
solid
he's,
for G League.
I don't know if he's an NBA player, but he's definitely a good G League player. But he basically, they've all done dunks at this point that we've seen, some version of it, right? Where the difference between Mac McClung and those guys is that Mac McClung is putting a small little twist on it, right? So, like, when he jumped over Shaq, he cleared him, unlike Jaime Jaquez, right? And then he did a little quick double pump before he slammed it, which was crazy. So, like, he's definitely differentiating himself from those other guys. I will give Jalen Brown a lot of credit because there's not a lot of all-stars competing in the slam dunk competition
sure
anymore.
Point.
Joe, do you think, I didn't even think about that. Do you think that's why they moved him forward because he was a bigger star and he was doing the dunk contest? Because the dunks weren't great. They were not great at all.
Oh, I don't know if that's what the judges were doing. Like, I'm not claiming that Dominique Wilkins and Gary Payton were cheating or something. They just liked their dunks better.
Yeah.
But I just think I thought that they were a little harsh on the guys early on, the Jaquez and Toppin.
So, yeah. I just like the Instagram of Jaquez. I guess that LED court. I didn't watch it.
Awesome. Oh, dude, the LED court in person was. I don't know how it looked on TV. I'm sure it looked okay.
It was great. It was cool. Phenomenal. I liked it.
In person, out of control.
Yeah, it was cool. There was a picture of Jaquez dunking, and on the court they put the Mexican flag inside the key. So that one got thrown all throughout my.
I liked it when they were
media.
Walking. It was all fire.
Yeah,
below
well, and
him.
When
that
he did
cool.
that, he put on they made a special, you know, the Heat culture thing.
Yep.
They made a special one that said it in Spanish. It said El Heat La Cultura.
Oh, nice.
And he was wearing the hat too.
Right.
Yeah, that one was really cool. I liked the Mac McClung when he did the dunk and he let go of the ball and caught it again and then dunked.
Yeah, like he's doing different, slightly different stuff on stuff we've already seen, whereas the other guys are doing stuff we've already seen. So he deserves to be the guy.
Sure.
But yeah, look, the slam dunk competition is going to stink, like in theory, until you get big names again. Stephen A. is right about LeBron. LeBron broke that chain of stars doing, of superstars doing the slam dunk because we had the Dominiques of the world, the Michael Jordans of the world.
Kobe, Vince.
Kobe,
Vince Carter. You know what I'm saying?
Brent Barry.
No.
I'm sorry. Not Brent Barry.
Not Brent Barry.
Hey, NBA, like, have some respect for Bones.
Go ahead.
Dwight Howard was probably the last super duper
That's
star.
That's right, him and Nate, right? They had the skit going back and
forth. Well, and he won one before Nate. Then Nate won two in a row. He lost to Nate, and then Nate won again. So it's like he kind of broke that chain. And then we had two good ones with Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon.
Those
but
were
that
amazing.
Was
good.
Didn't Blake Griffin do one?
Blake did one.
He jumped over a key.
That counts. Yeah, that
right,
was fun.
But again,
yeah.
he did it when he was young. So LeBron broke that kind of kinetic chain of young superstars doing the event.
Yep. He would have kept doing it, I think it would have been a better thing moving forward.
To your point, though, what would impress you on a dunk these days? What haven't
you
seen?
Well, Mac McClung, what he's doing, like he's basically taking the dunks that everybody's done, but he's putting his own twist on it, like the double pump when you're jumping over a 7'2" guy. You know what I mean? Like, that takes a lot of, like, first of all, incredible athleticism to pull off.
No doubt.
You still got to get up.
Vertical, 7'2"? Right? I know. Amazing. Wow. 7'2"?
You know his dad played baseball. I mean, not his dad. I'm sorry. His uncle was a Major League Baseball pitcher.
No, didn't know that.
Yeah, Seth McClung. He pitched for a bunch of different teams, the Braves, the Brewers. He played for a long time as, like, a middle reliever.
Huh. Didn't know that, but more importantly, Sedano, did you wear the turtleneck?
I did. I wore it on Saturday.
We had a big thing on. Remember the crosstalk? We were trying to figure out what George is going to wear. Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, no, Saturday I wore the black turtleneck. The
We're
black
fashion turtleneck. Consultants here. We do it all on the show tomorrow.
And then yesterday I went like very classic, like black suit, black tie, white shirt. Yeah,
you know, Reservoir Dogs ready to go,
I mean,
man.
For the game, you have to look nice.
For the All-Star game, you wore all black?
Yeah, for the All-Star game,
I was dying.
No, white shirt.
Good. It was a funeral. It was terrible. What are we doing here?
It was the funeral of the All-Star game, so it was appropriate, is what you're saying.
What are we doing?
Says the guy who played in a Pro Bowl, kind of.
But I'm just saying, 211 points. Come on, man. Really? Is this what we're doing now?
Get after it. You saw history.
The defense, they need to figure out. I mean, even LeBron talked about it afterwards, that there needs to be some changes to it, you know?
How do you change it? What would you do?
Is it money? Because that's what DeMarco was talking about early was he was saying that,
well,
first of all,
done
change
the
name.
They've already done it. They did it with the in-season tournament. So just do it for the dunk on position two.
Well, what do you think of this? What do you think if you named it after Kobe? Called it the
Kobe already has the MVP trophy in the final.
What if you called it the Mamba All-Star game? Maybe these guys play a little bit harder. There's no way you put forth that effort.
The MVP trophy is already named after him. So, like, that's not
going to work? Wow.
Yeah, it's got to be money. Like, clearly money motivated them. Did you see how they were playing defense in Vegas?
True.
Like, so, you know?
So cream.
Maybe that's the way. But
cream, baby.
And by the way, not even in Vegas. All those, not all of them, but I would say most of the kind of in-season tournament games that happened during the regular season, particularly like the second half of those, teams were going after it. Like, they were playing hard in those games in December.
So $500,000 will get it done.
What did they get for the in-season tournament? Was
500,
it
500? 500. Yeah.
Yeah, it was 500,000 divided. Like,
No. Each player got $500,000.
Oh, then you got to do more than that for the slam dunk. You got to go like a couple mil.
And the All-Star game.
Mil.
Wow. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Why are we even doing this? Yeah.
Yeah, because you're talking about you're the top of the top.
Yeah.
If you put a million
to the winners?
If you put $1 million or $2 million on the... How about this? You put $2 million on the line, $1 million goes to the player, $1 million goes to the charity of his choice.
Oh, you might get somebody to play
maybe
harder.
Maybe then you'll. Yeah.
That might help. Okay, that's a good one.
So, I got a question. When it comes to the All-Star game, the MVP, the Kobe Bryant MVP trophy... Why does it matter what team you're on? You're on the winning team, so you automatically get an All-Star Game trophy, the MVP. Cat had 50 points.
Yeah, but Cat had 50 points in a game that was a 25-point blowout.
Yeah, because there's no...
But you're not the MVP. You weren't valuable enough there.
They're not playing
anything.
No,
you're giving away the trophy for the guy who scored the most points.
I mean, but that's the whole point of the All-Star Game, especially this way it is.
No, it's not. Damian Lillard and Tyrese Halliburton put it on the Western Conference in that first half, shooting threes, and then, you know, kept it going like a little bit. But they were the ones that built the 25-point lead. So it's those two guys, not a guy who's down, you know, 25, 30 points and starts balling out and scoring when no one else wants to shoot. He's the only one shooting it.
Well, I mean, like, nobody's playing any different defense. No one's doing anything. Does the point differential doesn't matter
to me. Would you give the MVP to the losing team in the NBA Finals?
I don't think in the All-Star game
I mean,
Jerry
West allegedly threw that MVP in the trash, right? Yeah, or something like that. At least he did in that show that they hated.
No. Wow.
Winning time? Yeah. No. Because that was all real. I thought it was all completely real.
But that's my
real
point. Like, you can't be the MVP of the All-Star game when your team was down 25 points or whatever.
Again, I don't think that the teams matter in this game. I don't think the amount of points scored.
His value. What value did he bring to the game?
What value did anybody bring to the game?
Nothing.
Damian Lillard was hitting shots from half court in a game.
That was impressive.
And they were playing hard in the first quarter. Not defensively, but offensively. No, but seriously, offensively.
I mean, hitting shots with no defense is, who cares then?
Can you let me talk?
No.
It's our crosstalk.
It's our crosstalk.
You can have it, bro. You can have all you want. Go ahead. Break down this game.
So it's not about just the defense. They were running at a real pace in the first half. Like, they may not have been playing defense, but they were legit running. In the second half, they weren't running anymore on offense. They were playing like pickup ball. It wasn't the same. They actually ran out of the gates fast. Like, offensive pace was insane. Like, Doc Rivers told me, he wanted his team to shoot like 53s or make 53s or whatever it was. They wanted to get up and down, and they did that early.
Wait, Doc was coaching?
Carl Anthony Towns didn't do anything to impact that game.
Wait, for real, I didn't watch at all, right? So Doc was coaching the All-Star game?
It's more than a dozen in Milwaukee.
Wait.
Yeah.
He was there. He was the coach because
because
they have a rule that you can't go back-to-back anymore. Uh-huh. So the Boston coach couldn't coach.
That's like having one of the celebrity coaches out there just show up and go. That's fantastic.
I mean, that's all Doc is now.
Oh,
wow.
Bucks
Sorry.
Talk with Bergman.
I've always thought he was overrated. Man, that has nothing to do with where he works.
Wow.
That's a whole other story.
Bergman's comfortable.
Learning so much
about
you.
Another story.
Bergman.
Wow. Yeah, but you can't be giving no cat no MVP.
I really don't care who the MVP was.
No. I mean, you're the one that's arguing about it.
No.
It was just fun. I really could care less in the All-Star game.
Anthony Towns?
Oh, okay.
Big dude.
Of course
yeah.
He knows.
Well, I don't know.
Why do you think DeMarco doesn't know who
big
he
dude.
Is?
No, because I'm just asking, because I'm Googling right now.
He's the cat and DeMarco's the baby whale.
There you go.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Yes, sir. Wow.
All right, what you
All right, boys, have a good show.
No, wait. We've got a little time. Don't worry.
DeMarco.
Yes, sir.
If you're the Rams, I'm not saying you do this early. Shouldn't you draft a quarterback somewhere?
Wow, it depends, man. I mean, my first choice would be talking Carson Wentz into staying. But it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you $7-8 million to keep him as a backup because somebody's going to offer him a chance to compete for a job. But if he leaves and you don't have a backup and Michael Penix or some quarterback is sitting there at number 19 – how can you say
no?
Oh,
you're
to that?
Saying in the first round.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
How can you say
no?
Because
I was thinking more like
second, third, yeah.
Sure. No. Like I was thinking like Michael Pratt, the kid from Tulane, who played in an up-tempo offense, like, and is got like pro style play as well. Like he's got experience playing pro style as well. So I was thinking like that.
Well,
like,
you got
you on Michael Penix. Like I'm in on that too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Stafford's got what 2 years maybe
max.
Maybe. So you have to get started on your future. So
they hire two quarterbacks.
Absolutely.
Two quarterback coaches. They
a guy you
quarterback
draft,
coach and a passing game coordinator.
A guy you draft now is probably going to wind up starting for you in 2 years. So you better make sure it's one of those guys.
I think that's the move. Like Green Bay, dating back to Ron Wolf, used to draft a quarterback every year. Not early necessarily.
You could keep three back then, so it was different. Yeah. I mean,
right. But they were making moves back
absolutely.
Then.
Absolutely.
But they
always.
Were trading those guys, too, and getting something back, some compensation for
you're
those
flipping
guys.
Picks. No doubt. You got lucky this year. I thought it really the Brett Rippon debacle in Green Bay, that kind of underscored how deficient
wow,
you were
terrible.
At backup quarterback. Yeah, so you
it's
need
a
credible backup.
Have respect.
Yeah, like I said,
is
I would talk Carson Wentz into staying.
Mark Rippon?
Yeah, nephew.
Yes.
Oh, nephew.
Yep.
Yep. I would talk him into staying. If not, then I'd have to draft somebody.
Yeah, on Friday, DeMarco was talking about how he wants Carson Wentz here no matter what. He thinks if he can get a job as a starting quarterback somewhere else,
oh,
cool,
yeah,
go.
I would that'd be fine. But I'd still, even if you kept him, I'd take one late. You know what I mean? Like in the middle round somewhere.
A practice squad
like
guy.
A developmental guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What you were trying to do with Stetson Bennett last year, who I don't think has any NFL future, even mm-hmm. before whatever happened. I just am not sold on a 5'11" quarterback. With limited athleticism, you know what I mean? Like it's just not, and not a big arm either. So I just never thought he was going to be a good player.
I don't have anybody. If you went to Georgia for 6 years and didn't graduate, that's a thing.
That's
for
a
me.
Flag.
Oh,
that's
a flag. That narrows it down.
I mean, right? It's not like we're saying
be a flag. Yeah.
It's not like we're saying
I went
right.
to El Camino for five. Still haven't transferred.
I mean, you know, it's not. He didn't go to like Vandy, which is like the prestigious academic school in the SEC. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh. Not graduating. Said a little bit of something to me.
Minor
All right,
details.
Boys. You can talk about whatever you want to do.
Have
Let's
a good
get
show.
Out of here.
You got it.
710 ESPN.
Oh my God.